lover, but you sold your soul. You rent a lot of cars when I'm imagining them hoes. You say you sold your phantom, bitch, they took your role.
Welcome back for another edition of Dez NBA Sports Talk Show on Dumpster Juice Radio, week 12 in the books. Barn burner last night. Terrible game to end the night. Sunday Night Football is the game everybody tunes into, everybody looks forward to. Packers get blown out last night.
Yeah.
Blown out.
It won.
Are we going to keep making excuses for the Packers?
They just a finesse team. They not know.
Aaron Rodgers had 20 completions for 100 yards last night.
Yeah, they a finesse team. They all finesse.
Then everybody's saying Aaron Rodgers doesn't have a team around him to help him, yada, yada. Man, come on, listen. The Green Bay Packers have squandered his career, believe it or not. But
oh yeah,
at the end of the day, you got to start blaming him for some of it too, don't you?
I mean, he's just a good quarterback, but...
Call your own plays, don't you?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Everybody don't be as successful as Tom Brady. I mean...
Well, leave Tom Brady out of it because he's a one-off.
But that's what I'm saying, but... Is his career being squandered, or is he just, it is what it is?
Or he just maxed out where he's at?
Dan Marino didn't win the Super Bowl.
True.
Jim Kelly didn't win the Super Bowl.
True.
He got one. Been the two. I mean.
Can't really argue on that, huh? Because a lot of greats that never got there.
Yeah. Peyton Manning only got two.
Yeah.
And he got that on the backside of his last one. Was the backside of his career. And the defense won it.
He fell into
it. He didn't have nothing to do with him winning.
Both times.
Now, that first year he went to Denver.
No.
He won MVP. He was a monster.
Yeah, but then he had.
But he fell off the next
year.
He got
hurt. He was done. And he came back.
And the defense won.
Yeah, he came back. He pulled a Ray Lewis.
You remember? Because I was talking about how
Von Miller was playing.
Yeah, how what's his name was going to pick him apart. You remember?
Cam Newton?
Yeah. No, not that. I was talking about how Peyton Manning was going to dominate that game, and he didn't do nothing in
that
game.
He played like trash. He did nothing.
He didn't do nothing to win the game. That defense won the game.
And Peyton shouldn't have even been playing at the end of that season. He played because the defense was so good, and they knew Peyton was just not going to go out there and give the game
and
away.
And you had to respect Peyton.
And you had to. You had the game plan for Peyton.
You still had the game plan for him, even though he wasn't going to make none of the throws.
Even if he couldn't throw, you still had to keep him honest.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And then Rex Grossman kind of helped him out in that first Super Bowl. Down in Miami, that rain today. Man, listen, that Bears defense that year, the way they was playing that year, they should have beat the Colts. It was a rainy day in Miami, and Peyton made enough plays, and Rex Grossman didn't.
But, I mean, that's expected.
But it happened. He got the win. He got two wins.
That's expected.
Green Bay, though, you just can't go get blown out, though, B.A. How can you be a Super Bowl contender? How can you be a team talking
they
about going
finesse.
To the playoffs?
They all finesse.
You can't go get blown out on national TV and then pretend you got a chance at anything.
Nah, they can't. They ain't good.
You can't hold up.
They not going to win nothing. The Saints ain't going to win nothing. There's a lot of teams that's imposters.
Saints fans? My goodness. Guys,
they peaked too early.
Y'all really, I'm going to go ahead and give y'all a loss yesterday. Y'all really lost two in a row. Y'all honestly did.
They peaked too early, man. Remember at the beginning of the season when the quarterback was out?
Yeah.
They peaked right then. Now they done simmered off. And that's a wrap.
I don't see the New Orleans Saints beating anybody in the playoffs. I'm talking first round.
I don't see it either. But it's I don't see the Cowboys winning either, so somebody going to have to win.
Somebody going to have to win, either.
Yeah, so Saints will win the first round.
Cowboy fans, Super Bowl, forget about it.
Yeah, they'll listen.
Y'all can't even – listen, they can't New England did not even have a receiver yesterday, and y'all couldn't even get a touchdown. Much less beat them, you didn't score a touchdown. And you lost to a team that didn't score a touchdown against you.
The touchdown would have been probably to win the game.
You know what I'm saying?
So they can't do that.
Dude, that's the most underrated receiver in the league right there. Godwin.
Yeah, he's strong.
God, dude.
Strong-handed like a mug.
Number 12 for the Buccaneers. Godwin, we talking about watching him on TV. And, B.A., you called it. Haskins got it for a win and blew it at the end of the game. Didn't even go into – wasn't even available to go into the game because he was taking a selfie.
See?
He supposed to run out there and kneel it down. Just young and dumb, man.
Yeah, it just happened.
to have. But you called it though. You said he gonna get it for a win. I didn't think no kind of way.
It was his time. Get a man a win. Let him you know, get his feet wet.
I got give credit where credit's due. You called that one, man.
Get his feet wet, man. What other time was he gonna get a chance to win though?
True.
Don't take no rocket science to figure that out.
Playing a banged up team without a quarterback.
This is your best chance to get one. You better go get it.
Man. And Matt Patricia, the wheels have fallen off in Detroit, have they not?
Yeah, they ain't got the quarterback. You know, you ain't got your quarterback. What can you expect?
Yeah.
Unless you're Mike Tomlin and the Steelers. You can still find a way to win games.
Look at him.
Just
look at him over here, y'all.
You can still find ways to win a game
I'm pushing them back a little bit. I don't even want to talk about the Steelers just yet. I ain't even going to talk about them. I'm not. Mike Tomlin has done a great job, though. We're gonna focus on
that. That's all I'm saying. Respect these gangsters.
Mike Tomlin has done a great
job. Get that man his 7-year deal and call it a day, Pittsburgh.
That is.
So it, all the questions can be answered.
How much long was he signed for?
2 more years.
Okay.
Just go on and extend him out. Just go on and give him whatever he wants. And
here's the thing. I don't think a lot of people realize this right here. In the last 60 years, the Pittsburgh Steelers have had 3 football coaches.
3 coaches.
Let me say that one more time, y'all. In the last 60 years, Pittsburgh Steelers have had 3 football coaches. I can name them for you. Chuck Knoll,
Bill Cowher,
Jerome Bettis is them coach, and Mike Tomlin. So, when they talk that hot seat talk like they were earlier in the season,
why did they do that?
This is the Pittsburgh Steelers. Every coach averages 20 seasons there. Mike Tomlin is just now getting his engine in.
He and 10, ain't he?
Just now breaking his engine in.
Yeah.
Got many more miles to go.
Yeah.
They've had 3 football coaches in 60 years.
Yeah.
And the one they got right now has never had a losing season. So why is he on the hot seat?
The last one that left chose to leave.
Yeah, after a championship.
After a championship, he left on his own.
It was the hottest commodity, the rumor mill about who was going to come back and take whatever NFL open coaching jobs. That lasted for 5 years with him.
And if the Cowboys fire that coach, he's going to be the top candidate for that one. Watch. Just watch.
Who, Tomlin or?
Bill Cowher.
Bill Cowher.
You know, he said he want to come back and coach for a team that's ready to win. And that's a team that's ready to win.
Urban Meyer said the same thing yesterday.
About what? What did he say?
He was talking about
They love it, man.
He said him or he talking about the guy, Lincoln Riley at Oklahoma. He says, the one call you can't say, he says, I don't care who you are. He says, me, whoever else, it doesn't matter. He says, Lincoln can kid himself if he wants to. He said, but the one call you get, if you get a phone call from the New York Yankees, you get a call from the Dallas Cowboys, he said, you have to listen. He says, because you're in the game of sports, those are the pinnacle jobs. So for you not to even say, turn your nose up and not listen and not really be interested, he says, you're a fool because it doesn't get any better than those jobs. Mm-hmm. And it was like, if they call you right now, would you listen? He says, I'm answering the phone in the first ring.
You have to. You got to. I mean, that team is ready. Listen, that. And even though they coach didn't have nothing to do with them losing that Sunday, that coach didn't have nothing to do with that.
Y'all hear it here first, Dumps and Juice fans. BA's making a point. What's your meaning as in everybody else is on the coach? It seems like the owner was on the coach. It seems like the media's on the coach. Why was the coach not at fault yesterday? Was it just the weather conditions or what?
Listen, how can you blame the coach for not going to Foxborough when they got a 21-game win streak at the stadium?
Everybody else lose there too.
You blaming the coach for other games, not that game Sunday.
There you go. You really looking at his deficiencies and other stuff that he did earlier in the season and last year in the playoffs and all that. This game right here was just what made you start talking about it.
Right. That's all it is.
That's a good point, man.
Because they was not going to win that game regardless.
That was a good point.
Patriots were coming off a loss. Was they coming off a loss?
No.
But the Patriots just hadn't been playing.
They ain't
been playing good.
Uh-huh.
You was not coming in there beating them in bad weather.
At home.
Like, you got a chance if the weather clear. Because they ain't athletic. They don't really got no receivers. They don't really got a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But they just got that will to win. Brady is just not playing at a high level. But how much longer do we expect him not to play at a high level? That's my point.
Just the same thing like you said in the introduction of this thing. with Peyton Manning playing that Super Bowl, you knew his arm was hurt and he couldn't throw the ball down the field, but you had to respect the ability that he might throw it down the field. So the situation with Brady, when you face Brady, Brady's not playing well at all, but he still makes you honest in your reads. He still makes you.
He's still winning.
He's still winning.
And that's the thing. Like,
and that's what's scary, ain't it?
That's the part you can't coach. You can't teach. That will to win, you can't coach none of that.
He ain't at his best, and he's still winning.
Improving. Like,
and you, at the same time, you playing him, going up against him, knowing that at any moment he could be at his best.
At any moment, like, yeah, how long do we expect him to play bad like he playing?
Yeah.
We've never seen this before.
No. You can't say it. Everybody says, oh, it's the end of Brady. He old. We've been saying that for 3, 4, 5 years, man.
I know. At least four, five years.
Every year. For the last few years. And guess what? He keep winning.
And I just, and I feel like this. The only reason why he playing bad, he don't have the weapons.
I don't understand what they're doing.
He don't have the weapons, man.
Because the whole receiver situation, yeah, Antonio Brown, you might not bring him back, yada, yada, yada. But how do you get in a situation where you've got Tom Brady and you don't have really, man, there's nothing to really go get right now.
How you
be barring a major trade and hurting your team.
How you been in a situation to where you don't go and replace Gronk?
Yes, immediately.
Knowing how important a position a tight end
is. I think they've been getting their heads chopped off on some potential trades because they tried to go get they tried to go make a big splash by getting O.J. Howard.
But you got to get him.
Give up whatever you got to give up.
You got to overpay.
Yeah.
This the Patriots we talking about.
I mean, that,
your first night going
to
be good.
Do you think he, because he hasn't done well in Tampa Bay, but do you think that's a guy that if he went to the Patriots that it would just, he would just become
a monster, dog.
Just unreal.
I just really do. I wouldn't want to see it.
Because he got the potential. He honestly got the potential, man. But these Packer fans, man, they sad, man. The Packer fans, man, they...
Listen.
Golly.
All I can say is
this. Nisa Evans, come on, this for you right here. Cuz, this for you.
This is what I come up with the Patriots. I mean, with the Packers. The Packers are just a finesse team.
Look good.
Like, they...
Make a play here and
there. They're a good team until somebody hit them in the mouth. You get what I'm saying? Like, okay, if you in the trenches, they just...
Can't do nothing with you.
They can't hold up. But if you want to just prance and dance around and just give Aaron Rodgers time to throw and run in the pocket and throw on the run,
he's going to do some pretty miraculous
improving
stuff.
And making it look good. But when it comes to them trenches, I just don't think they can match up. That's why I see their weakness at. They not tough. Listen, and I'm going to tell you something else too. Basically, pretty much it's this. You remember when you was, I think you was high on them that game. Or maybe I was even high on them.
On
the Chargers game.
Against Green Bay.
They went down there to the Chargers.
I was high on them, yeah.
And they got knocked in the mouth just like they did that game. So, pretty much to me, you know what? I think they just can't play away from Lambeau Field. That's pretty much it, too. What did they play yesterday?
Yesterday's game was...
I think it was in California. Last night.
Just to make sure, I don't want to misquote myself. Yesterday's game was in Santa Clara, yeah.
They can't play on the road. That's it. That's what it is. They're not the same team.
But my thing is, like, we kind of talked about this. It's like, you, at the beginning of the season, I'm going to remind you, beginning of the season, you were like, Aaron Rodgers just ain't, a lot of this stuff is his fault. You got to really start calling him out for his play and yada, yada, yada.
He wasn't playing good.
And then he started getting it.
Start getting it together.
And then immediately, this is my thing, but hold on, this is my point. He got it together, and then it was like, the whole public, everybody jumped him into MVP status.
Discount double check again.
Yeah.
So back to that.
Then they
went to them Chargers.
And got knocked off.
And then won a couple more games, got back on track. Now they done come back.
So my thing is where Aaron Rodgers is, dude, it's like when I watch him play, he doesn't even care about doing the little nitty gritty necessary stuff to move the chains. He wants to make that big splash play.
Every time, third and three, he don't want to.
Checkdown's right here. No, he want to still hold it some more.
Always
and
hold get something it. Bigger.
Yeah.
That's the way he play.
And then they don't get it. Oh, it's a sack or whatnot. He throw it away and he run. It just, that's the way, he plays, man.
That's the way he plays.
So, yeah, I'm putting fault on him, man. I'm putting fault on Cheesehead Nation, man, your quarterback. I just don't like the way he does that.
Nah, he's not good. He's not the same.
They got to move the chains. Russell Wilson, everybody likes him. He's exciting, yada, yada, yada. But he is the most underrated player, probably one of the most underrated players ever in this game because this dude is great. And he, if it's second and five, Russell Wilson will take a play and throw a check down or whatnot, throw something in the middle in the flat. He'll make it third and two. And then he'll come up with a three-yard play to get the first down. Mm-hmm. And he's okay doing it.
Yeah.
He'll scramble. He'll do whatever it takes to move them chains.
Yeah.
It ain't got to be a big splash play for him.
Right.
He just moving forward, marching down three. Mm-hmm. And so everybody wants the quarterback to drop back and throw it deep. And Aaron Rodgers, when he does it, it's nothing prettier than him dropping back and throwing a deep pass. Mm-hmm. But you can't do that when it's third and three. You need 4 yards or 3.5 yards at the minimum.
Gotta get it.
And he just ain't. He trying to go down. He trying to go deep. I don't get that, man.
He want to go deep.
I don't get that.
But he going deep every time.
Transition to the Cowboys. Now, I mean, I guess that'll make a Cowboy fan feel good based on what you said about the fact of, you know, everybody does lose in New England. So don't get riled up. Don't get your panties in a while because the best of the best of the best then got knocked off up there.
But what it is, it's the fact they haven't beat a good team all year.
At all.
That's what it is.
And it just shows and that. So it doesn't even. It shows that they don't even have the ability to beat a good team.
That's my point.
Like, I can see it. You know, when you have a good game, you know, you play these games where your team is dominating a game, making plays, moving the ball, but you will have turnovers or you will have drops or something janky that'll cost you the game. You'll lose the game, even though you know you were the better team on the field that day, but you just lost the game, right? Cowboys are not giving y'all that opportunity to say that. You guys are just not showing up. You're not.
Yeah, they just not like, it's not.
You watching this game and saying, oh man, something gotta break our way. We gotta get lucky. You're not watching the game saying we're dominating. It's gonna happen sooner or later. No, they just don't dominate. And then the weather yesterday at Foxborough, oh man, it was a perfect storm for that not to happen.
They just not a good team, man.
I just don't get it, man.
They are not.
And I relate that to coaching though, BA, because you got too much talent on that team not to be, you know. Mm-hmm. The NFC is loaded this year, don't get me wrong, but you got too much talent on that team not to be winning and not to be just running away with this sorry division that they're playing in.
Yeah.
They're not even running away with that. I don't even know the record, the standings and whatnot, but I think the Eagles are still knocking on the door with the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Even at this stage, bad as the Eagles are playing.
But guess what? I like the Eagles. To finish out the year, I like the Eagles schedule over the Cowboys schedule.
Cowboys got to go.
They got to win. They got to win, man. They got to play the Bears. They got some tough games. Cowboys got
to deal with some folks, man. They honestly do. And it ain't going to be.
And I know one thing. If you don't win that division, you're not making the playoffs.
Yeah, because it's a low. Because y'all got low win totals in that division.
Yeah. The Vikings is going to be in second place. Or the Packers are going to be in second place. And they're going to have 3 losses.
Man, this is the crazy thing about it is, let's see, 5 more games left for the Cowboys. And the Cowboys will be lucky to get 2 wins.
Yeah, but who are the 2 wins?
Just think defense. They just got beat by the Patriots, right? Could move the ball. They're
going to lose to the Bills.
They're going to the Bills who are playing. And listen, Josh Allen is proving me wrong. He's throwing the football down the field.
Man, he can play, man.
He's getting better. He honestly is.
He can play.
You got the Bills, and that defense is lights out.
Yeah, he can
play. Defense is lights out. Then you go to the Bears. Go to the Bears. Mm-hmm. Got to go to them. Soldier Field. Think about the elements.
Right.
Oh, man, that's going to be cold. That's going to be a nasty game that December 5th. Then you got to go out west to the Rams. Then you got to go to Philadelphia to the Eagles, mm-hmm, and finish the season with the Redskins. So I say, for sure, you got to beat the Bears, you got to beat the Redskins, or you got to beat the Eagles, you got to beat the Redskins. But you got to beat somebody and the Redskins to get two more wins.
Yeah.
And that'll be, you know what that'll leave you at? 8-8 on the year.
The closest thing they did to beating a good team is beating the Eagles. And they not a good team. That's the only thing. Eagles just got the...
Just think if the Eagles would have won. If the Eagles would have won yesterday, they would have tied up with these boys. If they would have won yesterday, they'd be tied up with them.
I know.
If they'd have won yesterday. So the rest of the way, the Eagles lost to the Patriots pretty much in a similar game that the Cowboys did. And then they lost a tough game against Seattle yesterday. Mm-hmm. Carson Wentz played like crap.
Yeah.
But they lost a tough game. It's just that lets me know he's holding them back. They got the Dolphins, so the Eagles are going to get a win there. Mm-hmm. Eagles are probably going to beat the Giants. They're going to beat the Redskins. They're going to win three in a row going into the Cowboy game. And no matter what happens in the Cowboy game, they have the Giants the following week. Cowboy fans, I'm going to go out on a limb right here. Barring a miracle, you're probably not going to win your division.
I don't want them to win it.
B.A., I got the perfect storm. The Eagles got Dolphins, Giants, Redskins, Cowboys, Giants. How the Cowboys going to win the division?
It's favored. I'm telling you, the Eagles are favored.
How are the Cowboys going to win the division?
I don't know, but I don't want them to win it.
If you had to make a choice right now, do the Cowboys win that division?
No.
Because
if I had to bet money, no.
Man, all the Eagles got to do is play four lollipops and the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. And you know they can beat the Cowboys, B.A. They can beat the Cowboys.
Yeah, they can beat them.
Man.
They got to be healthy, though. That's the thing.
Golly. AFC East. Buffalo's 8-3. That's good enough to be a division leader in any other division. Mm-hmm. Ravens 8-2. Pittsburgh 6-5. That could flip this weekend, too, because you got Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the Browns. The Houston Texans 7-4. Tennessee and Indianapolis both right behind them. So that's a tight division race there. Probably tightest division race in football. Then you got Kansas City Chiefs and Oakland right behind them. NFC, Cowboys 6-5, Eagles 5-6, Green Bay 8-3, Minnesota 8-3. I like Minnesota to win that division. Saints 9-2 wrapped up that division. San Francisco 10-1, Seahawks 9-2. If it plays out the way I said it, that tie is going to come back to bite San Francisco. Because Seattle can knock them off and win the division.
I don't think Seattle beat them again.
But if they do, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
If Seattle beats them, they win a division.
Seattle, man, Russell Wilson tough, though.
That tie, man, they had an opportunity for that tie.
They just got to win the next game.
Now, the way Jimmy played yesterday, man, you can't do nothing with him if he played the way he played yesterday. Now, he played ball yesterday.
Yeah, but he not consistently going to play like that.
He played ball yesterday, though. We'll give him yesterday. He played ball yesterday. Man, let's run down through him, man. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I was at that game watching the Falcons, man. The Atlanta Falcons. Dan Quinn's not fired today. I don't know, you know, what's going on with the Falcons. It's just...
Nah, they're going to let him finish out.
Dude, it's bad, man. Y'all need to release Julio Jones from bondage, man.
He won two in a row now.
He did, man. But, golly, that's just... You won two in a row, so your ticket sales went up. It was a sellout yesterday at home, and then you got... demolished by James Winston, who turned the ball over twice again yesterday.
Yeah, he'll turn the ball over. Ain't nothing to it, but he'll turn it over.
He throws. This is an excuse for James Winston. He throws the most catchable ball in the NFL, to the point to where his balls don't fall to the ground. They don't get batted down. They get caught
by somebody.
Somebody, and this is why his receivers going into the game yesterday. There's only three 3,000 yard passes in the NFL.
Right,
Philip Rivers, Dak Prescott, mm-hmm. Jameis Winston.
Okay.
So, and Jameis is leading them in interceptions, but he's up there with touchdowns, yards per play, mm-hmm. all that. So it's got to be a method to what he's doing because he is producing. So you look at him and say what? The average fan says James Winston sucks, right? Mm-hmm. But numbers wise,
he's doing some throwing.
Who better?
know about that one. There's a lot on Bell.
No, I'm talking about production, stat-wise. And that lets you know that stats ain't everything, right? But he is pushing that ball down the field. Mike Evans just yesterday tied Randy Moss for 6 consecutive seasons with 1,000 yards for a receiver start a career. Only 2 people ever done that in the whole history of the league.
Mike Evans is true.
James Winston, his quarterback. So that's kind of, you know, yeah, Mike Evans is tough, man. He's tough. And Godwin is right behind him. So they got a 1-2 punch down in Tampa, man. Golly, I don't know how they're going to figure it out. I don't think James is a long-term answer because it just ain't working for him down there. I think he needs to go to a different place like Tennessee. I take him in Nashville. But the Atlanta Falcons, Matt Ryan, dude, that's a $100 million quarterback.
He stinks.
That's a $100 million quarterback. And y'all, when we on this show and we start saying these guys are trash, they stink, they're professional athletes. We understand the hard work they have put in to get to where they are. They're not average people. We saying they stink because they're playing like they stink. They're playing bad right now.
NFL term.
NFL term. We're not saying these are bad players and they couldn't go dominate somewhere else and all that. No. This is the big boy league and their performance stinks right now. That's it.
That's nothing else.
Because we're not saying he's a trash guy because he made it to the NFL. He obviously is a dog. You know what I'm saying? So, but right now the way he's playing, Matt Ryan is a joke.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan is a joke, man. Great guy off the field, but good gosh, man, he's a joke, man. Jacksonville Jaguars, they ran into a buzzsaw. What happened to them yesterday?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I ain't gonna get to watch none of it.
Oh, I ain't seen none of it either, man. I don't know what happened.
Oh, you saw.
I was out and about. I don't know. I mean, who did they play?
They played the Titans.
So Derrick Henry went crazy again?
Yeah, he showed out
a bit. I mean, what is the deal? Why does he run over them? Why is he 150, 200 yard got back against them every time?
Last time I checked, they beat y'all the first game.
Man, I remember that. It was a bad game.
Right.
Bad calls, bad weather.
It was y'all turn to win one.
Yeah, we had beat them 8 in a row up until that.
Yeah, but they beat y'all last game. You're only good as your last game.
So we knocked them off. You know, ran through them. Put a 40 piece on them. 42-22. 42-20. Minshew Mania. That's Mania. Died out for a little while. Had Nick Foles yesterday. Beat him down too.
Nick Foles needs to go right back where he come from.
The Eagles are a better football team with Nick Foles, ain't
they? There you go.
And he's a better quarterback with the Eagles, ain't he?
Right.
Simply put, Denver Broncos, man, get mauled by the Bills. Bills don't score a whole lot, but they don't let you score against them. Doing just enough. 8-3 mark. Can't argue with it, King.
That's pretty good.
Can't doubt it. Chicago Bears hold on for a win against the Giants. Is it really Trubisky? Or is it just the coach, Nagy? Is it that style of offense? Is it the Chicago Bears offense puts no fear in me as an opponent?
Yeah.
None. When you play Chicago, who are you worried about, B.A.?
They don't got Jordan no more. Cohen just ain't going to get it. Who they got?
Exactly. That's my point.
Alshon Jeffery gone.
So if you're playing somebody, if you're playing the Saints, oh, I got to deal with Kamara, I got to deal with Michael Thomas. If you're playing the Seahawks, oh, I got to deal with the big boy, number 14, I got to deal with Clowney coming off the edge, yada, yada, yada. If I'm playing, well, I said defensively then. If I'm playing the Steelers, I got to deal with Juju. I got to make sure the running back stays in place, yada, yada, yada. I got to get the tight end on the ground because he'll run you over. If I'm playing the Bengals, I got to worry about Boyd because Boyd is tough as nails. So I got to worry about Joe Mixon if I'm playing them. But if I'm playing the Chicago Bears, who do I have to worry about, B.A.?
Nobody.
Now, you can name every team in the league and there's somebody you have to worry about. If you're playing the Tennessee Titans, yes, you have to worry about Derrick Henry. You got to worry about him.
Yeah, he tough.
You got to find Delanie Walker when he's healthy on the field. You got to know where these guys are at, right? Mm-hmm. Now we have the A.J. Brown. You got to worry about what number 11 is at. But when I play the Chicago Bears, who am I worried about?
The quarterback.
So is it really just Trubisky, or is it the coach, or is it just the offense completely?
I just think it's they need to blow it up.
Everything on the offensive side of the ball.
Just blow it up.
The offense that made the defense trash.
Yeah, they need to blow it up.
Just ain't working over there.
They should have kept Jordan Howard, though.
I don't understand that either, man. What was that move?
They fell off a lot when they got rid of
him. What was that move? Why?
What, they scared they're going to have to pay him or something?
I mean, obviously you're going to have to pay him, but why? What was the point of that move?
I don't know, because he fit them.
I don't get it, man. I don't get it. And certain players, when you when you get rid of those players, the whole chemistry and the glue just fall apart. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And the Giants, on the other hand, your boy Daniel Jones cannot hold up to the football.
Yeah, you're right. I know.
He just can't hold on to the football, man. I mean, it's like he's setting records. He can't hold on to the ball, like, man.
Every time he gets sacked, it's a
ball come out.
It's just, I don't understand.
When are you not going to learn from this? Like, dude, you keep dropping the football, man.
We can't keep doing that.
You keep dropping the football. We can't depend on you.
No matter how good you is.
You can't even just take a sack and just go there? Yeah. You can't hold the football. Saquon over there in purgatory. Again, Sterling Shepard with his concussion situation and all that stuff, they're not healthy at all. But I think that team can turn things around faster than people think.
Yeah, but they got a good core, though.
I think they can turn it around, man. Because I've seen this happen in the Jets in the last 3 weeks. Jets won 3 in a row. Mm-hmm. You know, Sam Darnold saw ghosts, and that poked the bear there. And now he's formidable. I ain't saying he's great out there, but they done woke up a little bit, man.
You saw what I was seeing earlier in the year.
Yesterday he made some throws, man. He made some throws, and Jamal Adams, man, he's just making me like him more and more and more, man. Golly, if Landon Collins can get 80-something million dollars, what is Jamal Adams going to get?
Yeah, but Landon Collins is not even that type of player.
If you pay him that, what is Jamal Adams going to get?
I don't know, but I know he ain't worth that. He ain't worth what he getting.
Golly. Yeah, I would say that too. He's definitely not worth what he's getting. Dolphins, Browns. What do you think about that game?
The Browns is beating up on some tired teams.
Mayfield 24-34, 327, 3 passing touchdowns, 1 pick, 1 sack. Chubb 21 carries for 106 yards. Landry had 10 catches, 148 yards. Odell 6 catches, 84 yards in a tub. Landry had 2 touchdowns. The thing I came away with in that game was Cleveland jumped out to like a 34 or something. They jumped out big.
21-0, I know.
And Miami was coming for them.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
Okay.
Miami was coming for them. Miami scored 24 points after that. So, Flores, ain't that his name? Brian Flores? That Miami? He's coaching.
Yeah, they got him fighting.
He coaching.
Long as they fighting, it's all good.
He coaching. In that situation with Cleveland, I'm hard on Baker Mayfield because you want to pub him up to be a superstar. I'm hard on him. I just don't know if they talk about the coach and everything that's in play. I think that system that they run offensively is not what they need with the weapons they got.
The Brown?
Yeah, I think they need to be more like the Niners. You know what I'm saying?
But now the Niners got a monster coach.
They need that kind of play calling, man.
And go back to Mike Shanahan. And you get what I'm saying? Gary Kubiak.
Did you see that?
We noticed that.
Yeah.
The same thing, the 49ers.
And you remember how Kubiak had the Broncos.
That's what I'm saying. They are running the same style.
Zone blocking. And the backs just get loose.
Yeah,
the offense is designed for the backs to get loose. Perfect,
like, and tight end be good.
Man, did you see that wiggle route that Kittle ran last night for that touchdown?
Man, that dude just the best tight end in the game. He better than Kelce.
Man, did you see that route he ran?
The next Gronk, low.
No, this is the play design. They had everybody going left.
That's all coaching, though.
That's coaching.
It's coaching. It's not really. Like, everybody know how good Kittle is, but don't you think if they throw you a pass that wide open that you can score?
And you look, Kittle running them routes, making him, the play designed so well, it made it look like he's Randy Moss running down the field.
Yeah. That's coaching, man.
Man, they ran that play, man, designed to make your eyes take you to the right, like it's looking like it's going over there. Had the safety shift and move with him, and then this guy just peels back for a wide open touchdown.
Yeah, like, that's scheme. That's design. I think
the Cleveland Browns have the personnel
to be great.
Yes.
To be a great team, yeah.
Yeah,
You see flashes of it, but
I don't think that offense,
they just can't put it together. They coach, listen, they're not well coached. Bottom line.
It's unfair to him. Dude ain't got the...
Yeah, I don't care. It ain't fair to him. That team was set up for a good coach. Not no coach that's inexperienced.
And Dorsey wants to control it. So he got a coach he can control.
Yeah, well, that's what he got. Well, he got to live with everything.
He got to live with it, man. He definitely got to live with it. Oakland Raiders at the Jets yesterday.
Well, that's a beatdown.
34-3.
Just a beatdown. Lightweight beatdown.
Oakland was up 3-0. Gave up 34 on them.
Just a little lightweight beatdown. That's all.
What happened to Oakland, man?
They just had a good terrible game.
I was trying to crown them. What happened to them, man?
I ain't never liked Oakland. I mean, they
been solid. Playing good ball.
They well coached.
Carr played well last week.
They well coached.
Got benched yesterday.
But you gotta realize who they played. They played a sorry team last week. The Raiders did. Yeah. I just can't remember who it is.
Oh, last week?
Right.
Oh, you're talking about the week before is what you're saying.
Yeah.
You ain't talking about yesterday.
I'm going to tell you how I know. It's because we played. Who did we play last week? Who? They played the Bengals.
Yeah.
Carr looked good. Started out 14-for-14. And the last two quarterbacks that have faced the Bengals started out 12-for-12 and 14-for-14 the last two games.
Well, and they only won that game 17-10.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The Bengals stink, though.
He was 25-for-29, 292 yards, a touchdown and a pick.
Yeah, but we liked the loss yesterday to them.
And they had a 100-yard rusher, and they only won by 7.
Yeah.
Man, you know what, though? You get blobbed by the Jets. They're not going to win another game this year.
Who?
Oakland.
You don't think?
No. What they got exposed yesterday, man?
They
got
to play some tough teams.
And then you bench your quarterback.
They
got
to play the Chiefs.
You got Chiefs next week. You got the Titans. Now, say what you want to say.
Oh, they'll beat y'all.
Man, no.
Oh, they'll beat y'all. They're going to beat y'all.
Hey, listen. You cannot.
That might be the only game they win next
year. You can't be sorry offensively and play us. It ain't going to happen. The Titans, the Jaguars, you have to fight with them defensively.
Yeah.
Then they got the Chargers and the Broncos.
Chargers gonna beat them.
And
Broncos, I don't know. Now they could beat
them. Yeah, but Broncos, if they get anything on offense, they can beat them.
They could beat them now.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
So Oakland.
Broncos, wow. One of them teams that just got to get out to a good start.
Yeah, they janky, man.
Once they get out to a good start and they, oh, yeah, you in trouble.
Man, you can't score 25 on them. You can't, it's tough out there.
They one of the best defense teams in the league, to be sorry.
Tough out there on them, man. Tough sled, man. Tough sled. Detroit Lions.
I think the Cam Newton era over too, man. I was thinking about that yesterday.
Hold that one. We're going to get on that too. We talked about the Lions and the Redskins already. Seahawks, Eagles, we kind of pretty much talked about that. Russell Wilson just does enough to win. MVP. They had a crappy game. Played like crap yesterday.
And MVP.
You need to stop saying that, man. Lamar Jackson, MVP. Russell Wilson had a bad game yesterday. Lamar Jackson is MVP.
Winning.
Lamar Jackson winning.
No.
He winning more games.
No. Man, listen.
Man, you get a chance tonight to see that boy in the L.A. Coliseum.
No, listen. That fella is having a great year. But he ain't having the year that Russell Wilson had. Man, Russell Wilson is like, man, the plays he make, man, it's,
I think Lamar has more of a team around him than Russell has around him.
But I don't care about that.
And Russell single-handedly beat the 49ers himself.
By himself. That's arguably the best team in the NFL.
And when I say this, the man was running for his life when he dropped back, and he still found a way to make completions.
Yeah.
He didn't sit in a pretty pocket and hit an open receiver. Russell Wilson made those plays.
Yeah.
Himself.
Made them all improvised.
Backyard style.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And Lamar Jackson is good, but his
time is coming. He can't do that.
But is his time going to come? He's just not there yet. He's not there where Russell Wilson at, though. That he's on another level, dog. when it comes to reading defenses and improvising and making plays out of nothing, it's just, man, he's dangerous, man.
Yeah, Russell's, I mean, Russell Wilson is Russell Wilson.
And you remember last year they were talking about trading him?
Yeah, but here's the thing.
No, so, you remember they were talking about getting rid of him?
Yes. Russell Wilson has never had a losing season.
Don't you think Pittsburgh inquired about that? I guarantee you Pittsburgh inquired.
Nah, y'all can't ruffle no feathers with Big Ben, man.
Man, Big Ben, go to the house.
Y'all can't ruffle no feathers with Big Ben, man. Hey, and speaking of the Cam Newton era, like you just said, Cam Newton should leave Charlotte. He should leave.
It's time.
He took him to a Super Bowl. You're older. People complain. Everything you do gets criticized. It's time.
And it just ain't there no more.
Just ain't there.
And, he having to overcompensate to make it people think he got a strong arm.
So
he's take not what you accurate got. No more.
Take your reputation, Cam, and go somewhere else and go win your Super Bowl.
But where can he go?
San Diego Chargers.
Man, they got an old geezer already over there.
Listen.
They don't need another old geezer.
Do you not think that if the Carolina Panthers are dumb enough, because it'll be dumb of them to get rid of Cam Newton.
Nah, it's time.
But if you're the Panthers, why would you get rid of Cam Newton right now?
It's time.
Because of Kyle Allen?
No, it's just time to move on.
But you can't move on. These guys don't grow on trees, man.
What guys?
The quarterbacks, NFL quarterbacks don't grow on trees.
But Cam Newton he's a shell of himself.
Okay, I'm a fan of Tennessee. Would I not take Cam Newton? Yes.
Y'all would be a perfect fit.
If I'm a fan of the Chicago Bears, would I not take Cam Newton?
But y'all, the Bears are ready to go
team. If I'm the San Diego Chargers and Phillip Rivers is over the hill, would I not take a Cam Newton or try to go get even an over-the-hill Tom Brady if he listens to us? I'm building a new stadium. Think about it. The timing, the hype. I want Cam Newton pulling the Superman shirt off at that stadium.
Yeah, but you ain't got much. You ain't got yourself nothing. If you do get him, not that good, man.
B.A., it's about the bottom dollar. It's about never the ticket liked sales.
Never liked old Cam.
But listen, if you out there, would you go to a new stadium in L.A. to go see Phillip Rivers or go see Cam Newton?
I mean, we know he's going to put bodies in the seats.
That's all it's about.
Yeah, we know that.
The league ain't about no championship. The league is about putting bodies in the seats and making
you
money.
You as a player want to win one. You done got money. He done got his money.
Okay, so if you Cam, would you go to – if you're Cam, I'm going to tell you the jobs are going to be open. If you're Cam Newton, would you go to Cincinnati? I'll give you all the jobs where you can go and just walk in no matter what's going on there. You can go to Tennessee, Cincinnati. You can go to Washington, even though they drafted Haskins. You could go to you can go to Washington, but you know their team is trash.
No, but you got to go on a winning team.
Listen, you can go to Jacksonville. You can go to the Chargers.
Nah, they just signed.
Foles, don't matter. You can go to the Chargers. You can go to, if that was the case, Russell Wilson would never play after they signed that money to Matt Flynn.
Yeah, but them were peanuts.
So, not what they gave Matt Flynn. Them wasn't all peanuts compared to the Nick Foles deal.
Nah, that was peanuts. That wasn't no big deal.
So, San Diego, the Chicago Bears. Where else could he go?
Buccaneers.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Yeah, they're going to need a quarterback next year.
So, if you Cam Newton or if you're a quarterback, which one of them teams would you want to go to? Which one of them teams where you want, would you want to land?
The Titans. He'd be a perfect fit with y'all. You get what
Bears
I'm saying?
Bears or Titans, but... You'll vote Bears or Titans.
You don't have to invest much in him. Just let him.
You'll value. I ain't talking about the team. I'm talking about Cam himself. Would you rather go to the Bears or Titans?
Yeah,
teams that you know have good defenses.
They are ready to
pass other players. Or would you go to? Well, the fancier side on offense would be the Buccaneers because you got Mike Evans and then boy. But defensively, you ain't ready to play ball.
No.
But the Chargers got the players too, B.A.
Chargers do too, yeah. They got it.
So where would you go?
If Phillip Rivers can't do nothing with him, why Cam Newton gonna do something?
I don't know. I just think that Phillip Rivers is just Phillip Rivers. Phillip Rivers is going to the Hall of Fame. Numbers.
Yeah, he's a good, solid quarterback.
Numbers. But he just don't get that respect like Frank Gore. I'm glad I thought about that. Frank Gore, man, just he's top five all times to ever tote the rock in the NFL. Does anybody ever talk about Frank Gore? No. Does he get any respect?
No.
Why?
He just go out there
and do his job, shut up, don't get on interviews, and just
bring his lunch pail every day.
Bring his lunch pail, hard hat, steel toe boots, glove, work gloves.
Go to work.
Yeah. Might have some peppermint in his pocket, something like that.
Yeah.
Newspaper, go to work, do his job, get back in his truck, go home.
Yeah.
And we as fans, we don't give him no respect. But that's the type of guy that you should be rooting for.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody talks about it. The TV gives him no publicity. Do they run ads about Frank Gore? One of the all-time leading rushers ever? No. Not going to happen, man. And speaking of jelly, man, LeBron James and the Lakers, man.
What?
Man, LeBron, MVP, man.
What you talking about?
MVP, man. LeBron is rolling, man. LeBron is looking good, man.
LeBron is a washed king.
No, man.
Goat James. Goat James is a washed king.
LeBron, man. God, dog, LeBron look good, man.
Man, that man is a washed up old veteran player.
That man look good, man. That's the MVP front runner right now.
No, we playing for the championship. We ain't playing for no MVP.
Man, that's the MVP front runner right there. And you're the best team in the league right now.
Yeah, I bet.
And with no help from KCP. Man, why he getting all the minutes?
Who?
Caldwell.
Because he stink and we ain't got nothing. Oh, Bradley out. About you?
Yeah, Bradley hurt. What is it? What did he hurt? Hamstring?
Something with his leg.
Yeah.
He had a hairline fracture.
I was looking at that. That's why I text you. I was like, "How? Why are you getting all these minutes?"
He got. We ain't got no other trade.
He ain't getting no bucket.
Yeah, but he stink. We know he stink. We get as soon as the trade deadline come up and we can trade the players that just signed. He out of there.
Golly.
And you know that because he ain't playing much defense and he ain't playing no offense. So we'd rather have a guy that can play offense than have a guy that can't play neither.
What's your biggest surprise from the NBA season so far?
How well the Lakers playing early. I thought it'd take a while for them to get. But they done bought into the system. Like, the system is bought in. They realize what they got to do.
I don't see that. I've been watching.
They win it. They don't have no offense. LeBron.
I was about to say this right here. The way you win, we don't know how, in a game that's close, we don't know how you're going to even approach it. What's your strategy? Because every time I see y'all play, it's something different offensively. You're getting your buckets different ways. You don't have a system in place right now.
No, they winning with defense. And that's it.
When the games get tighter, we'll have to see what's going on. My biggest shot will be your boy down in Dallas, Doncic, how he's playing.
Oh, yeah.
Step back game, crazy. And how Ja Morant, I knew he would be a good player, but I didn't know he would be.
Ja Morant would be just what he is now.
I thought he would find him. I thought he would struggle a little bit with a shot here and there. But I just, man, God.
Dude, a monster, man.
Wow.
Yeah. Who? Yeah, he should have been number one. The only thing that's kept Zion for
money
is that hype. The hype around him. He's not. That boy ain't going to be nothing like that. Man. But we all know it and said it. I said it. He's not going to be that type of player, but now he's going to put fans in the seats.
Man, when Josh stroke, when his mid-range strokes gets better and better, you know, as he matures.
Yeah.
Man, he's going to fall out of bed and get you 25.
I mean, yeah, he's a scorer.
He's going to fall out of bed and get you 25.
He's a basketball player.
Basketball player. That's
what he is. Like, he just do everything well.
Put him out there and turn him low. He can play defense. He can lock up. He can jump with you. He can all that.
He can do anything. Rebound. You ask.
Dunk on you. Take off. Run with you. Man, that dude was tough, man.
Yeah.
Tough. A little bit of baseball, man. If Sean Payton in the NFL missed the whole season. I heard this on talk radio about Sean Payton. It made me think about the Astros.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Payton missed the whole season during that Bountygate thing. Remember that?
Yeah.
A season. for the coach because he was aware of it.
Right.
The Battergate thing was being run through Greg Williams, the defensive coordinator, but the coach knew about it. NFL suspended him a season.
For knowing.
What is the commissioner of
baseball
going to do to A.J. Hinch?
I was thinking about what they're going to do to him.
Like, a season ain't enough.
I don't know what the... I always thought I'm trying to figure that out. What they're going to do to penalize him.
You can't even... Man, you can't sweep this under the rug, man.
That was orchestrated. It's like somebody putting a hit out on somebody.
B.A. Barry Bonds can't get into the Hall of Fame. Roger Clemens can't get into the Hall of Fame. Palmeiro can't get into the Hall of Fame. Canseco can't be considered. I don't know if his numbers are Hall of Fame worthy. Alex Rodriguez can't get into the Hall of Fame. Big time names, man. Some of the best players we've ever seen.
I think A-Rod gonna get in there, though.
A-Rod got caught literally red-handed and lied about it.
But he gonna get in there. Why?
Why? Because of the way people perceive him? Because he got jobs on TV and stuff? Right. Because racism says that, oh, he looks this way? He's not white. I'm not trying to make it black and white. I'm just saying, like, but he's being perceived. He dates J-Lo.
I just feel like
I want him in there.
I know.
I want all these players.
But today's media is kind of over that steroid stuff.
But not when it comes to the vote. That old regime is still there when it comes down to the vote.
Yeah, but that's just they got personal vendettas against Barry Bonds. People like that.
Yeah.
Because Barry Bonds did not talk to the media. That's just what it is. They didn't like him in the media.
Right.
When Barry Bonds just said whatever he wanted to say. You know how he was.
Mm-hmm.
You very seldom even see him do an interview.
Yep.
Because he Barry Bonds.
And if he did, it was real dry and all that stuff.
It was high and dry.
Yep.
And that's what it is. Like, reporters and stuff that vote on that, they didn't never like Barry Bonds.
Which is the problem, because what you accomplish on the field in between the lines should be what you're voting on. Period.
But they only voting off.
At the end of the day, shouldn't you only vote about what took place between the lines?
Right, but the people that voting are holding that against him.
All the other stuff. Which ain't got nothing to do with the numbers.
Right, because, oh man, they supposed to be in. Like, I understand y'all don't want them in the first few years and make them have to wait.
But
they supposed to get in.
Like I said before.
Him and Roger Clemens.
Like I said. If Barry Bonds is not in the Hall of Fame,
it's watered down. That makes the
Hall of Fame. And I'll go further. If Barry Bonds is not in the Hall of Fame, and if Pete Rose is not in the Hall of Fame, what is the point of the Hall of Fame?
Right. It's basically watered down if them players are not in there.
What's the point? If Roger Clemens can't make your Hall of Fame, what's the point?
And he was a robot on the mound.
What's your point?
Yeah, it was just...
You're talking about guys that have shaped your game, that have made people continue to play the game. If they're not in your Hall of Fame, what's the point? There's no point. So, whatever the commissioner decides to do, man...
It's going to be a problem, man. It's going to be harsh.
Man, it's got to be. Nobody's going to like it on either way. So people going to have to say it's too much or it's not enough.
What can you give them, though?
I don't know. Like, you got to... But you got to think about it, though.
Ban them for life?
You can't do that. You can't beat the NCAA because NCAA will go back and take the 2017 championship trophy and give it to the Dodgers.
Well, why you can't do that, though?
And they're going to give the American League championship to the Yankees.
But no, what I'm saying is, why you can't ban them for life?
Because money's involved.
Who cares? They don't care about the money. It's the integrity.
Who don't care about the money? The league does care about the money.
No, but I'm saying the integrity of the league.
The integrity of the league has been compromised. That's obvious. We see that these people literally cheated. What is the league going to do about it? And the league is keeping people out the Hall of Fame because they cheated.
Yeah, but...
So if they're doing that, right now, listen. If Pete Rose can't get consideration for the Hall of Fame because he cheated, because he gambled on sports... How is it that A.J. Finch is a head coach in the major leagues along with who's the other two guys that were with him? Red Sox, Ask Cora.
They did it.
He was on the team. He was on the bench when this was going on in 2017. And also the Mets new hire. Who the Mets just hired? I can't think of him. Switch it. Beltran. Carlos Beltran was playing on the team.
Yeah, okay. Well, that year.
Beltran was playing on the team. Cora was on the bench. AJ Hinch was on the bench. They were all a part of the cheating.
But it's the head coach you got to blame.
So what do you do?
Ban them for life.
You keeping these other guys out the Hall of Fame saying they're not worth their baseball? Got to get them out of there, right?
You got to. It's like, you got to. Because they done served their time. They done waited all these years to get in first ballot Hall of Fame players.
Means something.
Don't have to wait.
Yeah.
All this time, the scrutiny. It's time to get them in the Hall of Fame.
Put that just right here. And Terrell Owens, no doubt about it, I don't care what argument you make, is a first ballot Hall of Famer.
No matter what his attitude was like.
No matter what.
No matter how bad a teammate he was.
No matter what. So they made him wait to the point to where this man didn't even go to the Hall of Fame.
And he don't even care about it.
Didn't even go.
Beauty is always in the eye of the beholder.
Didn't even go, man.
So if he don't care about it, then he don't care about it.
Barry Bonds said, screw your Hall of Fame.
But that's what he got to say.
Yeah.
I mean.
No, I'm not saying he wants, you know, he wants to get it. I'm just saying, but it's like, you're not going to let me in there because of a grudge? And my numbers say I should be there?
Yeah.
Baseball got to do something about these Astros, man.
Yeah.
Got to do something about it. And I'm not to a point to where I'm not a fan that says, I'll flip the other side of it. I'm not a fan that says, oh my gosh, they cheated. I can't believe it. Man, I played baseball. I come from the notion of, if you ain't, like you said, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Mm-hmm. And if I can figure out a way to cheat and get ahead, good job, me.
Yeah.
If you find a way to cheat and get ahead on me, good job, you. Now I know you're doing it, I'm going to stop you from doing it and move on. I ain't the type that's saying that, oh, I'm mad at the world that you cheated this and that. No. I'm just saying it from the basis of they were cheating. They had a good system. They got caught. Baseball bans people for life. Don't even let them in the Hall of Fame if they catch them cheating. Using something that wasn't even banned. This is what y'all don't realize. Steroids, at the height of the steroid era, wasn't even a banned substance by the Major League by the league. It wasn't until Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa them started hitting all these home runs and they decided they're going to start testing for steroids. So up until then, everybody could use steroids. It was just one of them unspoke about truths. So, how are you banning somebody from the Hall of Fame when?
I just know they're going to have to.
Man, the Astros, man. The baseball commissioner has got to do something.
Yeah, I mean, he got
out of this world.
But he going to have to do it.
Got to do something out of this world. You look at look at Roger Goodell. Didn't even wait for the Myles Garrett thing. Banned him the next morning, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Kicked this season off the next morning. Boom, gone. I'm
sure he don't play another game.
Yeah, how you feel about Rudolph in that situation where Myles Garrett said he used racial slurs towards him? What do you feel? Ooh. Think it happened or it didn't happen?
No, it didn't happen. They could have went and found that on tape. You know that.
Where?
They do the voice. They got all that.
Yeah, I know that, but I wish they were mic'd up so we could hear it.
They just didn't say it, or maybe they heard it and didn't want to expose it.
It could go either way, but you think Myles Garrett? I'm going to the point of,
man, they got all that voice recording in that fight. They got every word that was mumbled in that fight.
But before that, though, he said he did it before it.
Oh, man, come on, man. Listen, man.
And honestly, to say that is the easiest thing to say as an excuse. But listen. That's the easiest thing to say.
The interview after the game, I was wrong.
Should have said right then and there.
He called me the N-word, that is. You took it easy on him.
And we both would be right here riding on, right?
You ain't do enough.
You both swing twice.
You ain't do enough, I feel like.
Yeah.
And that's still a fan.
So why he didn't say that right after the game?
Because it ain't true. He cried wolf. That's all.
It make it look like it ain't. It does.
Of course.
But then, people go look on Rudolph's social media and stuff and realize this dude, he supports white nationalism. He supports Trump. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's his right to support whoever he wants to. Mm-hmm. He supports some racially provocative things. Mm-hmm. as it relates to opposing blacks and minorities.
Oh, okay.
But it didn't have nothing to do with the fight.
Yeah, but I mean...
And Myles Garrett, if he did that, you should have said it on Ash TV that
night. Right then and there. Yeah. That night, when nobody said nothing, you wouldn't have got...
First
them,
thing out of your mouth...
You got them six games.
First thing out of your mouth should have been, he called me a nigga.
Yeah.
That should have been the first thing out of your mouth. You should have said that first and foremost, and then we would have understood why you look crazy like that, swinging a helmet at somebody without one on. Mm-hmm. And I would have understood.
I definitely would have understood.
Yeah. So you think the punishment is fair? Think it should be done?
Yeah, I think it should be done the rest of the year.
Well, which it is. They've already ruled that.
But they leaving the door open.
For a suspended next year? I think it should be.
It's supposed to be this year, and that's all right.
Yeah. And let it go.
But if he called him the N-word now, get that man 2-3 games and
reduce it down. Let him come on back.
And yeah. Then you give Mason Rudolph about 4-5 games. For the slur. That's what's supposed to happen.
Yeah. Rudolph got nothing.
But nah, he ain't do nothing really unless he did what he said he did. Now that's when the problem came in.
But why is Rudolph charging this man with no help? I still don't get that.
Yeah, because he just got caught up in the moment.
I don't get it, man. I don't get it. So, Monday Night Football, man. Ravens in California at the Rams. Rams not playing well. Lamar Jackson, MVP candidate, front runner, playing very well. 8-2 Ravens at the 6-4 Rams. This is the Rams Super Bowl tonight. If you are LA Rams fan, this is your Super Bowl. Don't even worry about nothing else, no other scenarios. If you don't win this game right here, pack it in. Right or wrong?
Yeah, that's it.
Pack it in.
And I like the Ravens to lose.
BA likes the Ravens to lose.
28-24.
Ooh, 28-24 with the cover. With the cover, because this is 3.5-point favorite is the Ravens at the Rams. How does the NFC champ...
No, they ain't covering no spread.
No, are you saying the Ravens getting beat?
Yeah, they going to lose.
Yeah, you didn't say just the cover. You saying outright. That's what I said. I said it wrong.
They giving bad. Them points.
They're the dogs.
Yeah, so they're not winning.
But how does the defending NFC champs at home be a 3.5-point dog?
Because they ain't been playing well.
Got 6-4 record.
But how do they lose to the Ravens tonight? What a name is a good coach and all this. Remember, he was the best thing since sliced bread last year.
McVay's been exposed. They rode the wave of a good horse by the name of Ty Gurley. That horse is down. He's sick in the stables. That's what happens. You get a good horse, they go win the Kentucky Derby, and then they come up for the what comes after that? The Belmont?
I don't know.
You know, that whole Triple Crown thing they run for. Mm-hmm. And that happens once in a lifetime, pretty much. And then that horse is set out the pasture, right? Mm-hmm. That's just what happens. So, Ty Gurley ain't Ty Gurley that we grew to love.
Right, I know that.
So, with that being said, we can put 8 in the box. Mm-hmm. Because Jared Goff ain't playing well enough to scare me deep.
Yeah.
And Jared Goff looks like he did when he first came into the league. Bad. For whatever reason, that second year, he took off. But now he looks bad, man. And tonight is going to be a telltale tape. He's going to be on national TV himself. So I think this is a big game for Jared Goff. Mm-hmm. Ty Gurley is Ty Gurley. We understand. He's hurt. Knee's bad. You're a running back. That pounding. It's a guy to him, man.
Yeah.
He ain't the dynamic player because he was, man, golly.
Yeah.
He was tough.
Yeah, he ain't nothing. He's a shell of himself.
Yeah, now you don't worry about it. But you say 28-24 Rams over the Ravens tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go one better. I'm going to go 35. I'm going to go 35-21 Ravens. Ravens win this game convincingly. Lamar Jackson, the show.
So you on the bandwagon?
I'm just going with what I see.
Yeah.
The Baltimore Ravens are going to go out to L.A. and put on the show.
Okay. I got you.
Why do you think the Rams are going to beat the Ravens? Why do you think?
They at home, and they got to have them. They more desperate.
Oh, it's a desperate game for them.
They more desperate. The Ravens, basically, this could be a trap game. Don't really mean nothing. They going on the road.
Everybody is saying the Ravens are going to lose this game. Everybody.
Oh, yeah?
The media.
Oh, okay.
Everybody.
Well, then they right.
Everybody's saying the Ravens are going to lose this game. B.A., the Ravens are going to win this game convincingly. And Lamar Jackson is going to stamp down the MVP like Joe Burrow did when he played Alabama. Lamar Jackson is going to stamp the MVP win tonight.
Okay.
For the world to see. 35-21 Ravens. Ravens with the cover. Ravens with the outright win. Put them on your seat, bettas.
Yeah, I don't like it. Stay away from this game.
Ravens. Ravens all day. Kenny Mack, I got you, man. One game at a time. Quit talking noise to them 49ers fans. Beat the Rams first. Then they got to go back on a short week, back out there to play 49ers.
Right.
And let's go ahead and talk about that. Ravens fans, don't slip up and lose this one.
I already done went out on the limb said the Ravens will lose two games in a row.
Don't slip up and lose this one, man.
I ain't sold on the Ravens. They beat us in overtime with a backup quarterback. And I still don't. I'm not buying the hype. I'm still a fan, and I'm not buying the hype that all y'all on to.
You sure it ain't just hate because you just hate the Ravens?
No, it ain't hate because I don't. Listen, the Ravens are in our division, but I don't hate the Ravens.
What?
I don't hate them. I hate the Cowboys. I hate the Patriots. But I don't hate the Ravens. Because we're a better organization than the Ravens.
So
they
don't
have no reason to hate them.
So they don't put no fear in you anyway, huh?
Right.
I knew you were going to disrespect them some kind of way. I knew.
I'm not buying the Ravens.
I knew you were going to disrespect them some kind of way.
I don't buy that Raven, that Lamar Jackson hype train. I ain't buying it yet.
It's just a gimmick, huh, B.A.? Gonna run his course, huh?
Nah, it ain't no gimmick. He's a good player. That's not gimmick we looking at. But I'm just not buying it. The Steelers ain't buying it. We can beat that. What we seeing on the field can be beat.
Okay. Gonna get your chance.
Oh, yeah. Week 17.
You gonna get your chance.
Week 17.
But you probably will. Y'all win that game because Ravens ain't gonna have nothing to play for. They won't. They'll rest their starters. Y'all draft positioning yourself, so.
It is what it is.
I mean, especially if the Browns beat y'all this weekend, like I think they are.
Browns can't beat us.
The Browns beat you this weekend.
In Pittsburgh, they're not beating us in Pittsburgh.
But if the Browns beat you.
But if
you ain't got a quarterback, B.A. Who gonna start? Who gonna start?
We got the same record as y'all without a quarterback.
That ain't saying much, because we ain't got them.
What you saying? I'm trying to figure out what all you saying.
So y'all
had 6-5 without a quarterback.
Y'all had a little spark when y'all had a quarterback change and put Rudolph in. We had a little spark when we had a quarterback change, took Mariota out, put Tannehill in. It's about time for him to run his course too now. So we finna start, you know, messing up.
No, we know y'all just not. Y'all not even a better team than us.
What if we end up getting in the playoffs and win a few playoff games like we did a year ago?
It's not happening.
A year or two ago.
That's not happening. Y'all not winning.
Went to Kansas City, knocked them off.
Yeah, that's the only big win y'all can hang y'all hats on. But y'all still not going nowhere.
It's what it is, man. We're going to get Cam Newton. We're going to get James Winston. We're going to get somebody. Hey, I take Phillip Rivers. Yeah. Anybody but what we got. If we get a quarterback, man, we going down that field, man. Mm-hmm. Simple as that. It's Cincinnati going to open the season next year with A.J. Green on the roster?
No.
Should they just trade him and get some assets, man?
They ain't going to get nothing for him. We couldn't get nothing for the A.B., a third-round pick. Maybe.
Nah, they can get more than that for A.J. Green.
Why?
Y'all could got more for A.B. Y'all just didn't want to. Y'all wanted to just that was a personal situation with y'all. Could have got more for A.B. You know that.
Okay.
Because that was the case. Why you just trade New England? New England offered you more?
Nah, we won't trade nobody to New England.
Okay, so you trying to be competitive and get rid of the man and throw him away. Lamar Jackson wins the MVP tonight, man. Period.
Okay.
We out.
They already know you got shit on your name. Nigga, you a pussy, they gon' take your chain. Take your piece, rings and watch. You play rich, boy, you need to stop. I ain't dissing nobody, no particular name. The shoe fit, nigga, get the fuck up out the game, little bitch.
You lost your spot when you went pop, CD flop.